Online with Mick from Montague Web, Montague Webworks. He's trying to put the cart in front of the horse there.
That's right.
Montague Work Web.
Work Web. We do work the web.
You work the web.
That's right.
But it's Webworks.
That's Montague Webworks.
How's it going, buddy? How
it's
are you?
It's going well. Kevin, Bo Bevan, Banana Ben. Anyway, it's going well. So
good.
I'm gonna get right to it because it's kind of a funny story. So yesterday I'm walking around the kitchen and my girlfriend Donna says something, and you know how somebody says something to you now and then, it just a song pops into your head, like it's a line from a song or something that you could use.
Sure.
So I popped into, of all things, Cab Calloway's St. James Infirmary Blues. And
wow.
The reason for that is because when I was a kid, there was a Betty Boop cartoon that featured Cab Calloway.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, these are old. These are like from the late 20s. And I used to watch it all the time. I liked his rendition of the song so much, I actually transferred it to cassette and would listen to it in my car.
Wow.
You know, you make mixtapes. You know, I made
You're almost obsessed.
Not obsessed, but it's just that was something I liked. So I threw it on. And there was other things I threw on.
Mm-hmm.
So it got, you know, I started singing it as I'm walking around. I'm like, I wonder if Fleischer Studios has a website. And so that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, fantastic.
FleischerStudios.com. And Fleischer is spelled F-L-E-I-S. CH, FleischerStudios.com, or you could just look up, you know, spell it however you want in Google and maybe add Betty Boop. There you go. So,
yep.
These guys really did some pretty amazing things. And the website itself is pretty cool. It's not antiquated, but, you know, it's not like a hot, slick site like you would find made by someone today, responsive and all that. But
mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, about the company now and their history, which is actually pretty cool, a museum. And they have links to as many things as you can watch online, you know, that the Fleischers made.
Right.
Cool things. Some facts. They made the first sound cartoon before Disney.
No
so
kidding.
Disney Steamboat Willie was not the first sound
before
cartoon.
Before Mickey Mouse?
Before Mickey Mouse. They made something, My Old Kentucky Home,
mm-hmm.
in 1926. So they invented that process.
Wow.
They invented a process called rotoscoping, which is where you actually shoot normal film, like live action of somebody dancing or whatever, and then you trace those frames to make the cartoonized version of it.
Sounds like a lot of work.
The first one that they did took them a year to make, and they showed it to somebody, and they said, you guys rock, and they hired them to do some stuff, and then they started their own studio out of it. So.
Uh-huh.
And they used a lot of rotoscoping. They did a lot of two-plane, you know, where like the characters would be walking along and the background was a different plate that moved at a different speed. So it kind of gave you a 3D-ish look. And, you know, we're talking about the 1920s. You know, it was all hand-drawn and it was pretty amazing. They have they did the Popeye cartoons as well. They did the Superman cartoons. Popeye didn't eat spinach before he went on movie film with the Fleischer Studios. They invented that aspect of him.
Well, so they had a lot of influence.
They did the Superman cartoon. Superman didn't fly before they animated him in their cartoons.
Huh.
So they had a major influence. Check it out, FleischerStudios.com, and go to the history page. If you like cartoons at all,
these cartoon
people,
guy. Like,
they were the
Like
the
Mick
Mavericks.
Over here.
That's right.
FleischerStudios.com.
FleischerStudios.com.
Very good. That's our Montague Webworks website of the week. I told you it would be something different. Mick is from Montague Webworks, and remember, his company is on our 30% off store over at the Bear Country website. What happens there, Mick?
What happens there is people buy certificates, and then I get a call from Kevin and say, hey, someone bought some certificates, and we meet up, and I make them a website at that 30% discount.
Right.
Or I clean up their existing site, but most of the time I say, you don't want that anymore, that old bag.
Right.
And I make them a new site.
Usually it's easier to just make a new site.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. It's going to look a lot better, too. Remember, those gift certificates that you buy at the 30% off store have that 30% discount. They're $100 certificates. You pay only $70 for them, so it's a deal. Mick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week, 755.